I want to talk to you about something. Something important that you probably don't get to hear all too often. But I want to tell you just how much I appreciate you. I love that you enjoy hurting me. I get drunk on the power you emit. You melt me into a puddle of shame, but drink me up with joy. No one sees me like you do. In the heat of your gaze, I'm not only naked, but bare. You know what I am. You know what I crave. You know how badly I desire it. How I deserve to get it. How I need to be treated. And you're not afraid to give it to me. You dare to mark up my body. Provide me with all the pretty cuts and bruises I want. You are not too timid to push me further than I ever thought I wanted to go. You naturally get how being my weakest proves my immense strength to me. You won't be scared of making me tear and bleed. You're not concerned about my physical integrity. You like making me beg and sob. And regret. And for that, I'm ready to worship you. One snap and I'm down on my knees, blissfully thanking you for letting me kiss your feet or touch your cock. For the time you let me submit, I'll put you on a pedestal most are terrified to step on with pride. But not you. You know you earned all of it, the very moment I was willing to give it to you. You know I have to be the lesser person sometimes. You understand I'm not a delicate flower. You don't assume I'm nothing more than an abused little girl. You realize the power I get from refusing agency. For most people, it's black and white. You're the big bad wolf. The predator. A deviant. A misguided soul. Someone to be scared of. To hate and to judge. How could a normal person enjoy making someone suffer? Something needs to be wrong with you. And how about me? What's my role? Obviously, I'm the little lamb. Nothing but prey. Too frightened to resist. They pity me. They assume all kinds of scars I'm supposed to have. How could a sane person enjoy being violated? Something must be wrong with me. You don't ask those kinds of questions. You don't mind that I want to struggle. You don't dislike that I want to feel like you're sincerely forcing me. More than that, actually. You enjoy it. And I love that you like it. I love that you're not afraid of the big, bad word. Rape. Rape. Normally, people avoid saying it like the plague. But not me. And definitely not you. When I whisper into your ear, how I yourself inside my little hole and rape all of your hot, sticky cum into me. You don't pull away in shock and disgust. No, your breathing gets ragged and your pants get tight. And I fucking adore you for that. You won't stop thrusting when I beg you to. You won't loosen your grip just because I squeal. You won't smack me any softer no matter how much I whimper. You allow me to hurt. You allow me to be pathetic. You allow me to bask in the whole range of human emotions. Shame, fear, hate, arousal, love, pain. I take all that you give me, and you give me all that I can take. You let me be a worthless cum rag. You don't care that I'm a desperate whore. You enjoy screaming and spitting in my roughed up face. You give me the hardest spanks and you make me thank you for every single one of them. You reduce me to a piece of fuck meat. Not worth more than being a toy for you to fuck. You waltz into my mind with your brutality and empty my head of any thoughts. You keep me here, not letting me disassociate, forcing me to stay in my body. Let out the screams, drench my cheeks in tears, my chin in drool, and my cunt in wetness, and give you all that I am. And when you're finally done, when you're finished abusing my body and fucking with my head, you're the most beautiful person in the world to me. And without you, I'd be miserable. So thank you. Thank you for enjoying hurting me.